Okay, so we're still learning this Gemara, which is mainly Divrei Agada. So we'll try and go through it quicker than we normally would. We're on Daf Mem, Dalet, Omed, Aleph. The first word on the line is, it's about 20 lines from the top. The first word on the line is Hamurasa. Omar le Reish Galusa. L'Rav Huna. Ksiv, it says, remember we're still discussing the parasha of Ochon and I. So the Gemara says, Omale Reish Galusa L'Rav Huna Ksiv. Vayikach Yeshua es Ochon. Yeshua took Ochon ben Zorach, ves HaKesef, ves HaAderes, Ves Lashon Hazo, Ves Bono, Ves Bnoiso, Ves Shoiroi, Ves Chamoiroi, Ves Tsoinoi, Ves Oholoi, Ves Kol Asherloi. So everything was taken, everything was confiscated, and they were all punished, the children, the daughters, everybody. That's a quote from the Pasuk. So the Gemara asks, Im hu chato, if he sinned, i.e. Ochon, what did his children do wrong? Why did children have to suffer? Why do they have to be punished? Omar le, so he responded. He says, one second, I don't understand the question. According to your reasoning, that you're saying that if Ochon sinned, then only he should be the one who's to be punished. Im hu chata, then kol Yisrael ma'achotu. If you don't understand why the children have to be punished, so maybe you shouldn't understand either. Why did Klal Yisrael have to be punished? That was the whole tragic story, that they went to war against Ai and 36 soldiers were killed. So why didn't you ask the same question? That if Ochon sinned, why should Klal Yisrael have to be sinned, have to be punished? Diksiv, because it says, V'chol Yisrael imoy. All of Klal Yisrael suffered, so why did that not bother you? So the answer must be Elo. L'radoison. Rabbi Yosef, how do they translate the word l'radoison? To fend off?
Subdue them.
Sorry?
Subdue them.
To subdue them. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says l'radoison, sheyiru es kilkuloi. The Klal Yisrael should see this kilkul, should see the terrible punishment, and the one that befell them as well, v'yizaru ba'atzmon. And that way they will be extra careful themselves, v'lo yosifu limoil b'cherem, and they will never be moil, they will never be over the issa of me'ila with anything that was made osa b'hanal, because they see what happened. So yes, it's true, Ochon was the one who committed the aveira. Why were Klal Yisrael punished? In order to be as a reminder for them that be very careful. This is what happens when chas v'shalom somebody's over an aveira. And therefore, by issuing a punishment that fell onto Klal Yisrael, that would be an incentive for them not to be over the same. So too with a family. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Hochanami kidei l'radoson. So just like Klal Yisrael have to be subdued and fended off, so too the family as well. It's all the same. Okay. Says the Pasuk, V'yisrafu oisom ba'esh. So what was the punishment? They got burned by fire, v'yiskulu oisam ba'avonim, and they got stoned by stones. So what does that mean? Which punishment was it? Was it sreifa or skila? Says the Gemara, batarati? Two punishments? How do we understand this pasuk? It says they were burnt by fire and also stoned with stones. So the Gemara says you have to split it into two. Omer Avinah, hara'u l'sreifa, those items or people who can be burned were indeed burned, and those that could be stoned were stoned. Look at Rashi. Harau meaning kesef, v'zohov, ubegodim. You can't stone a beged. Can't stone a piece of metal. You can burn it. So those items that are flammable, are burnable, indeed were burnt. The harol is skila, and those items that could be stoned, i.e., hu, shayroi, ubehemoisav, whether it was him or his ox or his animals, those items could be stoned, and they indeed were stoned. Back into the Gemara again. We're moving quickly. This is Divrei Agada. Vo'eire b'sholol aderes shinor achas toivo umosaim shkolim kesef. Says that they saw in the plunder aderes shinor, a cloak which was worth 200 shekels. So there's a discussion, what exactly was that? Rav Omar itztela de milsa, uShmuel Omar sarvela de tsrifa. Hard words. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Itztela de milsa means talis shel tzemer noki ben yoimoy. It was fresh, ben yoimoy, freshly shorn, just being taken off the sheep, freshly shorn. Woolen coat, shemchabnin boy oisoi lemilas, which you then make into some sort of very soft material, malbishem lavush shelo yislachleich tzmoroi. It's the wool is covered with some type of cloak that it should not become dirty. That was the cloak that was plundered and then taken from by Ochon. Alternatively, it was sarvela de tzrifa tzavua betzrif shekoirin alum, or some type of hat. Either way, there was some very expensive piece of clothing, either a very special cloak or a very special hat, and that's what Ochon took. Back into the Gemara. Vayatzikum Lifnei Hashem. Reb Yosef, how do they translate Vayatzikum? Can mean maybe to entice or something?
No, it says to spread them out before Hashem.
Vayatzikum Lifnei Hashem. They spread them out in front of Hashem. What does that mean? Omar Rav Nachman, bo v'chibteim lifnei amokim. They came, how do they translate v'chibteim? They beat them.
Havo John, Hiftem. Where's the Hiftem? Sorry, Omar Rav Nachman. A boar, the havotom, lifnei hamokom, hurled down before Hashem.
Right. What does it mean? They hurled down in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They presented a complaint. Again, what was taken? A very expensive piece of clothing. Remember the story. There was plunder taken from Yericho. There was a cherem, for whatever reason, put on that plunder. Nobody is to take it. Nobody is to misappropriate it. Ochon did, and for that reason, tragedy struck Klal Yisrael. Now, what exactly did he take? At the end of the day, he took this rather expensive piece of clothing, either the cloak or the hat. So what happened was, they, as it were, presented this to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, Omar Lefonov, they said, or Yeshua said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, al elu tehoreg rubo shel Sanhedrin. For this, the roiv of the Sanhedrin should be killed. Remember how many were killed?
36.
36. That is the roiv of a Sanhedrin. A Sanhedrin is 71. So, roiv of a Sanhedrin means 36 members of Klal Yisrael should be killed for what? For this? Because of a coat? Because of a hat? That's what it means, v'chobtu. In other words, Yeshua, as it were, complained. Doesn't seem to make sense. If it would be a very, very serious avera, I understand, but because he took a coat, so the roiv of the Sanhedrin have to be killed? Diksiv, because it is written then, say for Yeshua, vayaku mehem, and they smote anshei ha'ai, kishloishim v'shisha ish, and they smote 36 people. V'tanya, we have a brayso that says Shloishim v'shisha mamish. That's literal. Yes, indeed, that's exactly what happened. 36 soldiers were killed. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rabbi Nechemia. No, it doesn't say 36. It says k'shloishim v'shish. V'chi shloishim v'shisha hayu. Do you think it really was 36? Haloi loy ne'emar elo k'shloishim v'shisha, with the emphasis being on the kaf. So it wasn't actually 36 people who were killed. It was compared to 36. Who is that? Ze Yair ben Menashe. Yair, the son of Menashe, who is so prominent, sheshokol, he weighs, as it were, keneged Ruba shel Sanhedrin. So either it means literally 36 people, or Ya'ir ben Menashe, who was so prominent, he was, as it were, equal to 36. But either way, Yeshua ben Nun is lodging, kaviyachol, a complaint with the Ribbono shel Olam. How can it be for the mere taking of a coat or a cloak that 36 soldiers, or God l'ador, who's like 36, gets killed? So we'll see soon. Is there a response to this? Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav. Maidiksiv, we have a pasuk in Mishlei. Tachanunim Yedaber Rosh. The poor man, Rosh is a poor man. Like we say in Slichas, Kedalim v'Keroshim. So, Tachanunim Yedaber Rosh. The poor man, he speaks Tachanunim. What's Tachanunim? Supplications. When the poor man knocks on your door, he does not come with chutzpah and saying, I demand you give me money. Rather, he comes very humbly and begging and embarrassed and ashamed. So that's what it means. Tachanunim yedaber Rosh. The Rosh, the poor man, he speaks Tachanunim. V'oshir, however, the wealthy man, Ya'aneh Azus. But the wealthy man answers back with chutzpah, as it were. He's very pompous. So whilst the poor man comes meekly begging for mercy, he speaks Tachanunim. Meanwhile, the Oshir, who presumably is the one being asked, he is Yedaber Azus. He speaks very sharply. Now, what is that referring to? Clearly, if it's a pasuk in Mishlei, then it's a moshel for something. What's it referring to? So the Gemara says, Rosh Ze Moshe. The poor man, as it were, who comes begging with supplications, this is a reference to Moshe. Why is it a reference to Moshe? So look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Ze Moshe. Kesho hayot tzorich levakesh rachamim al Yisrael. Whenever Moshe Rabbeinu needed, and we know he needed to a number of times, b'mevakesh mercy on behalf of Klal Yisrael, hayo medaber, he would speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu beloshein rako, in a soft manner. So Moshe Rabbeinu intercedes on behalf of Klal Yisrael in a soft manner. As a poet, Nachum, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, just like thinking about the, Moshe. I mean, sometimes he spoke softly, but he also spoke harshly.
What
He also
talk
threat.
to
What?
talk about?
Yeah, I mean, at one point he said, "If you're going to kill them, erase me from your book." It's a threat. I mean, I feel like there's gam v'gam for Moshe and Yoshua here.
Again, to say erase me is not
Oh.
comparable to what Yeshua did. It's not a complaint. Yeshua over here, that's the comparison, is complaining and saying it's unfair. Moshe Rabbeinu is not saying it's unfair. He's saying, if you're going to wipe them, finish them, wipe them as well. I'm prepared to be Moshe Nefesh on behalf of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't a complaint. That's the
Okay.
comparison. Because the Gemara says, look at the Gehemshech of the Gemara. Rosh, Tachanunim yidabe Rosh, ze Moshe, va'oshir yane azu, ze Yeshua. Yeshua seemed to come in the lashon of a complaint, and it sounds like, soon we'll see, it sounds like that Moshe Rabbeinu would never be accused of complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Soon the Gemara does quote, and maybe this is what Reb Nachum was referring to, that it does seem to be that on occasion Moshe Rabbeinu complained on behalf of Klal Yisrael, so it's an unfair comparison. But at the moment, the Gemara is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he pleaded on behalf of Klal Yisrael, he didn't come all guns blazing. He didn't come all guns blazing with a complaint, but he came b'loshen rako. What's the comparison? The comparison is that Yeshua, however, for whatever reason, he comes, as it were, in a much more sharp fashion, puts the coat or the hat in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, what's going on? For this, 36 of Klal Yisrael have to be killed. So the Gemara says, what exactly are you referring to? You're telling me that the Moshel is Moshe versus Yehoshua. So one said, the Gemara now considers this. Says the Gemara, my time. What's the reason? Why are you referring to Yehoshua as the one who is, as it were, Kaviochel speaking, Ba'azus? Ilema. If you're going to tell me Mishum Diksiv because of the pasuk we just mentioned before, Vayatzikum Lifnei Hashem, that he placed them in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and lodged a complaint, why would Klal Yisrael suffer so terribly for a mere taking of a coat? Is that what you're referring to? V'omer of Nachman, and of Nachman commented on that, like we saw before, Bo v'chovton lifnei amokoyim, that he came and, as it were, he hurled them in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, what's going on? Otu Pinchas loy ovid hachi? Didn't Pinchas do the same? Why are you saying that this is a reference to Yehoshua? Didn't Pinchas do the same? Why? Diksev, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. And it says, Vaya'amoid Pinchas Vayefalel. Pinchas stood up. We'll soon translate what this means, Vayefalel. Vate'otzer ha-mageifon, ha-mageifa stops. We all know the story. At the end of Parshas Balak, Klal Yisrael are dying, 24,000 of them. There's a terrible plague. And Pinchas steps in, and the mageifa stops. Now, what did he do? Vayefalel. It's a strange word. What does that mean, vayefalel? Va'omer Rebbelozo, vayispalel lo'i nemar. It does not say that he davened. Right. Rather, it says, otherwise it would have stated, vayispalel, elo vayefalel. What does that mean? Melamed she'oso plilois imkoinoi. Rather, Rashi translates one word, plilois din. Again, he came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu bedin, with a taino. Again, it doesn't say that Pinchas was mispalel. It says he was vayefalel. By the way, if any of you speak modern Hebrew, Nachum, I know you're fluent. The word plili, plili means criminal. That's this word, plilois. Pinchas is, as it were, coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, registering a complaint. It doesn't make sense. Al pi din. Why? What did he say? She'osa plilois imkoinoi. He launched a campaign, kaviyochel, against his koinoi with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bo v'chovton lifnei amokim. He also did the same, and he launched a complaint against the Rebbeinu Shloilom, ala ala fon av Rebbeinu Shloilom, al elu yiplu asrim esrim varbo elef mi Yisrael. Is it because of this that 24,000 of Klal Yisrael have to die? The ksiv vayu amesim amagifa arbo im v'esrim elef. So, how can you say that the posuk in Mishle of Va'asher Yane Azus is referring to Yeshua? Why? Because Yeshua was choivet lefnei amokim. He throws these items on the floor and says, this seems to be disproportionate. Pinchas did exactly the same. So it's not a question of condoning them, but why would you say this is a reference to Yeshua? If it's a reference to Yeshua, then equally it should be a reference to Pinchas as well. So why did Chazal darshan from this posuk of Osher Yane Azus that it's referring dafke to Yeshua? Whatever Yeshua did, Pinchas did as well. So whether it's justified or not, that's not the point. But don't tell me that only Yeshua did so. You're right. We're coming from a different point. We're not coming from this particular episode in which Yeshua says, look at these items, why would so many suffer for these mere items? No, that's not what we're referring to. What are we referring to? It's another pasuk in Yeshua. Ela mehocha. Rather, here. Why, what does it say elsewhere? Lomo he'evarto he'evir es ha'om hazeh es ha'yardin. Yeshua asked, why did you cross Klal Yisrael across the Yarden? So this wasn't like the previous complaint, which was it's disproportional, the punishment. Because if that was the Taina, Pinchas did exactly the same. Rather, it was a different complaint when he just said simply, I don't understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done. Why have you brought them across the Yarden, which has only, as it were, caused problems? Says the Gemara, well, if that's what you're referring to, Moshe Nami Meimar Omar. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu said the same. He said, Lomo Hari Oysa. Yenu Pasha Shmois. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to go and speak to Paro. They should be released from Mitzrayim, or what happens, as we know, and then he goes from bad to worse. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes back to Klal, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and says, Lomo Hari Oysa. Why are you doing bad to them? So again, this is not whether it's disproportionate or yeah, proportionate, just simply, as it were, asking questions of the Rabbeinu Shlom. So once again, how can you say that Moshe Rabbeinu speaks in one manner and Yeshua speaks differently? If you're referring to the fact that Yeshua said, why did you cross them the Yarden? And then Moshe Rabbeinu said, why did you put them in Mitzrayim? It's the same thing. So the comparison is not yet understood. Says the Gemara, Ela Mehocha. Rather, it is actually a third reference. It's referring to a different complaint. And it says, Velu hoy alnu v'neshev be'ever hayardin. Had we only stayed, look at Rashi. Velu hoy alnu v'halavai shehoy alnu. I wish we would have just delayed and stayed in the Yarden, or across the Yarden. V'loy la'averes ha'yarden. I wouldn't have crossed the Yarden. Now that Loshem is considered critical. Why? Mashma, the insinuation is she'toiv hoya lanu she'loy lekayim mitzvoscho. The implication is, kaviyochol, however to understand this, that Yeshua was saying it would have been better had we not followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instruction. She'omar talonu, you told us, quote unquote, kum avoir es hayarden, stand up and cross the Yarden. So what was Yeshua now saying? Well, that only ended up in tragedy. We crossed the Yarden, and look what's happened as a result. Halavai, we would have stayed there. But if you would have stayed there, then you would have actually have been disobeying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instruction, which was absolutely clear, which was cross the Yarden. So this is now a third type of complaint. Again, complaint number one was the punishment is disproportionate. Well, that Pinchas did the same. The second one is we don't understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. Well, that Moshe Rabbeinu did the same. Says the Gemara, no, there was a third complaint, and that was unique to Yeshua. It's a shame we ever entered the Eretz Yisrael. We should have stayed behind. Halavai, we would have stayed there. But that's completely opposite the instruction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that does sound very harsh. Chaval, I wish we wouldn't have followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu's instruction. That was unique to Yeshua, and that's what it means. V'oshir ya'aneh. Azus. This was considered Azus, as it were, brazen or a chutzpah, to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, cross the Yarden. What does Yeshua say? Shame we ever crossed the Yarden. What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you so. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, I hope we're not going too quickly. Says the Gemara, another pasuk now. Vayomer Hashem el Yeshua kum leich. Or kum lecha. How's it translated?
Raise yourself.
As the Lashon of the Pasuk is, I'm just looking at the Pasuk inside. The Lashon of the Pasuk is Yom Hashem, cum loch, raise yourself, cum loch. So the Gemara makes a drasha on that pasuk. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Yehoshua? Dorish Rav Shila. Rav Shila made a drasha. Omri HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shelcha, Kasha, Mishelohem. Yours is worse than theirs. Klal Yisrael are being punished. You should know that actually they were punished because of you as well, and not just as well. Yours, to an extent, is actually considered worse than theirs. Look at Rashi. Says Rashi, "Kum loch." Kum loch means mishaloch, because of you. Umiyadcha hoisa zois. This was from your hand. This was your doing. She'af bishvilcha ne'enshu. You should know it's also because of you that Klal Yisrael were punished. She'loi kiyamto es devorai. Because you did not keep my word. So this seems to be very harsh criticism of the great Yeshua ben Nun. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Loch, it's yours, meaning it's your responsibility. Why? What was the responsibility? So look back into the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ani Amarati, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I said, V'ahoya ba'ovrechem es ha-yardin. When you cross the Yardin, Tokimu, you should put them up. Put what up? This is referring to the Avonim. Remember the great stones that had to be put up with the Torah translated. So the instruction clear was that these stones should be erected when you cross the Yardin. And I'm sorry to say you didn't keep that. Va'atem richaktem shishim mil. And you distanced another 60 mil. So what's the Gemara saying? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, criticizing Yeshua, that Klal Yisrael were punished in part because of your Aveira, because I told you as soon as you come into Eretz Yisrael, you should erect these Avonim, but you didn't. You traveled 60 mil before you did so. That was the drasha of Reb Shila. However, Bosar Danofik, after he left, Oikim Rav Amoira Oleho. Rav Amoira stood up and he said, I'm sorry, I completely disagree with that which Rav Shila just said. Have a look at Rashi firstly. Rechoikim Rechaktim Shishimil Har Grizim Varevol. Rechoikim Shishimil Minayardain. As it says in Mesechta Soita Vashomekimu Esavonim. That's where they put the Avonim in Har Grizim and Har Eivol, which is not close to the Yardin. To be honest, it's 60 mil away. So that was Rav Shila's drasha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was criticizing Yeshua. I told you to erect the Avonim when you cross into Eretz Yisrael, you leave the Yardin, but they didn't. You went all the way to Har Grizim and Har Eivol, which is another 60 mil. That was Rav Shila's drasha. After he left the Beis HaMedrash, what happened? Rav Amoira stood up and said, I'm sorry, I disagree. Why? V'dorash kasher tzivo Hashem es Moshe Abdoi, kein tzivo Moshe es Yeshua. The Torah clearly says, or Pasuk, that as HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Moshe, that's what Moshe instructed Yeshua, v'chein osa Yeshua, and Yeshua did so. Lo yehesir dovar mikol asher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. And he did not in any way veer off from that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Moshe. So how can you tell me that he's considered responsible because he erected the Avonim in the wrong place? But it says Yeshua ben Nun was instructed everything by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we can be rest assured that this is the case as well. So clearly if HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Moshe and he instructed Yeshua, look at Rashi. Kain osi Yeshua mikra kosov Kain. It's a mafurish in the pasuk, and therefore I disagree with Rav Shila. Shino. You're telling me that Yeshua changed. He did not keep the instruction as it were on the path of the Rabbeinu Shleilom. I'm sorry, I disagree. Why do I disagree? Because you clearly see that the Torah writes what, the Navi writes what, that he did exactly as Moshe Rabbeinu instructed him. So Rav Moira says, I'm sorry, after he left the Beis HaMedrash, I vehemently disagree with the drasha of Shiloh. So rather, what does the pasuk mean? Look back into the Gemara. Im kein, ma Talmud loima, so what does it mean? Kum loch. Until now, we translated kum loch means it's all you, loch, it's your problem. You are the one who changed the instruction, so you caused, in part, Klal Yisrael's punishment. But Rav Moira said it can't be. He did not change the instruction. He put the Avonim exactly where he was supposed to. So what does it mean, kum loch? So rather, Amalei, ato goramto lohem. You caused this Avera in a different way. What was the different way? Look at Rashi. Says Rashi, ato goramto shaloi hoyo Aleihem, you should not have forbidden for them bizas Yerichoi, the plunder of Yericho. Remember, how did this all start? Ochon never stepped foot in the Beis HaMikdash. That's not where he stole Hekdesh property from. Rather, Klal Yisrael fought against Yericho. There was plunder which was put by Yeshua into Cheirem for whatever reason. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, the fact that you put it into Cheirem, that's what caused all the problems over here. Because then when Ochon misappropriated it, well, that caused terrible suffering, Klal Yisrael, and it was all brought about because you were the one who put this initial plunder into Cheirem. You shouldn't have done that. Had you not put it into Cheirem, it would never have been considered to be misappropriated. So that's what it means that you, Yeshua, are in part responsible.
Isn't Me'ila like misappropriating Hekdesh?
Or anything which is a cheirem. The Torah at the end of Parshas Bukhak Kaisa says also a cheirem, same thing.
So, what does that technically mean, Cheirem? Is this something that's ossered?
Hekdesh. It's a type of hekdesh where you plunder the enemy and it says nobody's allowed to use it, it belongs to hekdesh. So if you misappropriated it, yeah, that's also a type of me'ila, has certain guidelines, but either way, this Aveira was only brought about because he made a cheirem. So that's what it means according to this, but that's what it means, kum loch. Kum loch means is loch, it's yours. In what way is it yours? You are part responsible. Okay, we have to stop it over here. Mr. Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.
Go ahead.
Okay, be well, everybody. Have a great day.
Go ahead. Good day.
Until.